Well, joining us this morning from the Colorado Springs Police Department is Police Chief Vince Niskey. Good morning, Chief. Great to see you.
Good morning, Renee. Thanks for having me again.
And we've been kind of talking about this. The release was sent out a couple of days ago. It's called Operation Broken Heart, and it's actually heartbreaking to hear about this operation that CSPD was in efforts with.
Yes, our Internet Crimes Against Children unit, along with about 89 to 90 other agencies throughout Colorado who have a task force, joined the Department of Justice in the operation where they were targeting online sex offenders. The operation took place in April and May. They had to make some arrests. That's why the press release didn't come out until a little bit later. Throughout that operation, just in Colorado, in those 2 months, there were 88 arrests made for online sex offenders. And out of that 88, 23 were in Colorado Springs.
I mean, that number's huge.
It is huge. And it's very disturbing. During that operation, our ICAC detectives also went out and met with members of the public, tried to do some training, tried to get information out to parents to monitor what your kids are doing online. Make sure that you're aware of who they're talking to, who they're associating with online, to make sure that they stay safe in the computer world.
Absolutely, because I'm sure some of what some of these sex offenders do in luring is probably pretty disturbing as well.
Absolutely, and they really try to make young adults feel like they're befriending them, trying to get them first maybe to talk online, to chat online, and then they go down the road of asking for photographs and having talk about sexual acts and things like that. So it's really important for a parent to know what their kids are doing on the computer.
Absolutely, and monitor and just keep your kids safe. I mean, that's a huge impact, that Operation Broken Heart.
It is. In the computer, the internet has really made it difficult for law enforcement to monitor sex offenders and to really work. That's why we have the Internet Crimes Against Children unit. They do great work, outstanding detectives.
Yeah.
They know what they're doing. 23 arrests in 2 months that's a lot.
It is.
It's disturbing.
It is very disturbing. Well, thankfully they caught those.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And throughout the state, catching 88, that's a lot in 2 months. And just knowing, I want the public to know that while that was an operation that the Department of Justice put together specific for that 2 month time period, our ICAC unit is working on these kind of crimes every day.
Yeah.
That's their job. That's what they do.
Absolutely. So let's move on. Also talk about, it's summertime and we get outside and maybe we go hit the trails around our beautiful area, or we, you know, maybe forget to lock up the house and we're kind of, is summer kind of a increase in personal property crimes and also like car break-ins?
It is. We see an increase beginning of summer. And really what we're trying to do is get the public to realize that while we're trying to focus on those crimes, we need the public's help to prevent them. And it's really a preventative request. When you're at home, make sure your garage door is shut. Make sure you don't leave the keys in the car. Make sure you don't leave your car running in the driveway. Those are targets of opportunity for criminals. I know a lot of people think, well, I'll just leave my garage door open maybe 10 inches to cool off the garage in the middle of summer. What they don't realize is people can crawl under that garage, get into the garage. A lot of times the garage door opener's in the car in the garage. They can open up the garage door and then burglarize the home, burglarize the garage. We see a lot of, now that we have a lot of visitors to Colorado Springs, we see a lot of trailhead break-ins to vehicles where people park their vehicles in a parking lot at Garden of the Gods or one of the other parks. And they leave the car unlocked, or they lock the car up, but they leave their purse in the front seat.
And
they
people can
computer,
see it.
And people can see it.
Okay.
So what we're asking is, if you're going to take anything like that to the park or anywhere that you park your vehicle, lock it up in the trunk. Don't just leave it out where people can see it, because that's where the smash and grabs take place. A criminal will see that sitting somewhere, either on the dash, on the seat, in the back floorboard, and they'll break a window out just to get to that because it's very quick.
Right.
If it's in the trunk, most criminals aren't going to take the time to break into the trunk in daylight.
Right, because it's pretty obvious when
somebody's... It is, it really is obvious,
trying to break into the trunk. So everybody do their part, lock up your house, don't leave the garage door open.
Yes.
And move stuff out of your car.
And move stuff out of your car and just be cognizant of your surroundings. Mm-hmm. Make sure that you don't become one of those crime victims that allowed it to happen.
Right. Perfect. Okay, we have to take a quick break. Can you stick around for another break?
Sure.
Perfect. We'll have more with Colorado Springs Police Chief Vince Niskey next on KRDO's Morning News. And here this morning is Colorado Springs Police Chief Vince Niskey, and we've been talking about serious operations, like Operation Broken Heart. But Chief, this is a fun operation. This is called Operation Chill.
Yes.
And the police department has teamed up with 7-Eleven.
Yes, 7-Eleven has been doing this since about 1995, where every year, every summer, they come out with local law enforcement and police department, sheriff's office, and they give us coupons for Slurpees. Which gives us the opportunity as officers, normally in patrol, but a lot of our uniformed officers go out, and whenever they're in contact with kids, either during a call for service or they see kids playing in a park,
right?
It gives them an opportunity to go make contact with these kids, have some conversations with them, and then hand out the Slurpee coupons. So
yeah.
the kid can go into the 7-Eleven and get a free Slurpee whenever they want to. It's been great for the department, great for the community. It just kind of gives us that opportunity to communicate with children more.
And you were saying when you were a patrol officer,
yes.
You remember handing out the Slurpee coupon. I'm sure the reaction was great.
I do remember that. It's been quite a while, but yeah. I do remember it, that whenever you had the opportunity, you'd see kids in a park playing or you'd see them walking down the street. And it, rather than always have to communicate with them during a call for service, it just gave you an opportunity to stop your vehicle, get out of the car, talk to them for a little bit,
right.
Hand them a Slurpee. And I think it helps develop that relationship that you're not always seen as somebody that's a disciplinarian. You can actually be a friend.
Yeah. Well, it's really exciting.
It is.
I know. Are the coupons going to be handed out by officers all
yes.
summer long?
As long as they last.
As long as they last.
As long
okay.
as they last. We get a pile in the beginning of summer. We hand them out to all of our divisions that have uniformed officers, and then they have the opportunity to hand them out as they see fit during the summer.
Now, do officers ever look at big kids and go, you know what, you just did some good. Here's
probably
a
probably so if somebody wanted one.
That's awesome.
I'll bring one next month.
That's so nice of you, Chief. Well, that sounds so much fun. And
it is.
A way to get out.
It's a great opportunity for our officers and for the children in the community.
Absolutely.
Just to kind of connect.
Very exciting. Colorado Springs Police Chief Vince Niskey, always great talking with you, and we will talk with you soon.
Great. Thank you very much. Thanks for having me again.
Absolutely. 7:50 at KRDO's Morning News.